Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We made it to the last hump day of the month of February. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Wednesday. I have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music from Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake, and in today's entertainment spotlight, I spoke with best-selling author Mark Graney on Conversations Live, the radio show, about his amazing success and new book, The Chaos Agent. You hear part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, Wendy Williams documentary producers say, if we'd known she had dementia, no one would have rolled a camera. At a certain point, Where is Wendy Williams producer Mark Ford says, we were more worried about what would happen if we stopped filming than if we continued. So for the better part of a year, his cameras kept rolling, documenting the increasingly fragile state that the former talk show host had found herself in as she alternatively craved family, her former TV platform, and an excessive amount of alcohol while struggling to remain coherent. What ultimately came of that footage is a raw, devastating 4+ hour documentary which aired on Lifetime over 2 nights last weekend. Williams, her son Kevin Hunter Jr., and her manager William Selby are all credited as executive producers. Nevertheless, the E1 and Creature Films project asks more questions than it answers, includes what exactly was going on with Williams and why a court-ordered guardian has largely cut off her from her family. Though the latter remains a mystery to the project's producers to this day, a press release on behalf of Williams and her current care team was sent out just ahead of the documentary, revealing that the former shock jock and TV host of 12 years have been diagnosed with primary progressive aphasia and frontotemporal dementia, which impacts language, communication behavior, and cognitive function. Then, 2 days before Where is Wendy Williams was set to debut, Williams' guardian, whose identity is redacted through the doc, filed a lawsuit against Lifetime's parent company, trying to block the network from airing the two-night documentary event. A judge dismissed the request, however, citing the First Amendment, so it aired as planned, with Selby and key members of the Williams family screening all 4 hours with producers beforehand. To their knowledge, Williams, who's said to be in an undisclosed facility where cognitive issues are allegedly being treated, has yet to see it herself. Now that the doc has aired in its entirety, Ford, along with executive producer Erica Hansen and Lifetime's Bree Miranda Bryant, agreed to hop on a Zoom to discuss this rocky road to completion, including the times they felt were neither appropriate nor safe to keep filming, and the larger purpose they hope that the film serves, even if it wasn't their intention going in. In more national news, Biden tells governors he's eyeing executive action on immigration, seems frustrated with lawyers. President Joe Biden told the nation's governors that he's exploring what executive actions he can take to curb migration across the southern border after a bipartisan deal collapsed in Congress this month. He seems to express frustration at the legal limit of his authority to act unilaterally, says the Associated Press. Biden hosted members of the National Governors Association, where he implored them to urge their representatives in Congress to resurrect a bipartisan proposal that collapsed within 48 hours. He also sharply criticized Republicans for backing away from the agreement after former President Donald Trump lobbied in opposition to the deal. Over time, our laws and our resources haven't kept up with our immigration system, and it's broken, Biden told the governors, lamenting that petty politics intervened to kill the deal. Later, during a private question and answer session with the governors, he indicated he was looking at what options he had when it comes to executive orders. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declined to comment on private conversations. Among the actions under consideration by Biden is invoking authorities outlined in Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants into the United States if it would be detrimental to the national interest. In entertainment news, at 79, Rod Stewart shows no signs of slowing down with a new swing album with Jules Holland. Sir Rod Stewart will not be slowed, says the Associated Press. At 79, he continues full throttle with a busy year. Highlights in 2024 include his 200th show at his Las Vegas residency, an ongoing world tour, and a new swing album. Swing Fever is a collaboration with Jules Holland and the talk show host musicians Rhythm and Blues Orchestra and tackles some timeless tunes from the big band era, like Pennies from Heaven, Lullaby of Broadway, and Sentimental Journey. No stranger to the American Songbook, Stewart had one request for Holland, I'm not going to do any slow songs, Stewart said. I want all upbeat, happy songs, which we need in these grim times that we live in. And finally, in business news, consumer confidence slips in February as anxiety over potential recession surprisingly reappears. American consumers are feeling less confident this month as concerns over a possible recession grew, despite most recent data pointing to a healthy U.S. economy. The Conference Board, a business research group, said Tuesday that its consumer confidence index fell to 106.7 from a revised 110.9 in January. Analysts had been forecasting that the index remained steady from January to February. The decline in the index comes after three straight months of improvement. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Your Creator saw fit to bless you with life. Show your appreciation by living it. Now go have an amazing Wednesday. Justin Timberlake is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his new single, Drown, for him, Conversations Daily News.
Surface. Should've known your love was nothing but the surface. I'm in the deep and I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay, to stay, yeah. And I've been trying to be your way, yeah. But it's about to break, cause you show me exactly who you are. Break with the moonlight, and now the pain just magnifies. I know exactly what it feels like. Yeah, you do it to me every time. And if real love never dies, why am I barely breathing? Here on my own, out in the deep end, way down below, way down below. All of your lies, and you keep begging.
We are part of my conversation coming up with the best-selling author Mark Graney in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cypress Webb with the entertainment spotlight. Best-selling author Mark Graney will join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his extraordinary success and brand-new book called The Chaos Agent. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Mark, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Look, the pleasure's definitely always mine. We had a chance to speak last year with Burner, which was another great page-turner, and I should let our audience know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but it was really cool reading this book, even though it was an interesting way seeing the name Cyrus.
Yeah. You know? I saw that when I was calling in today. I was like, well, that's ironic.
I know, right? I know. Well, let's talk about the early response to the Chaos Agent. Of course, people love this character when it comes to the Gray Man, but what was it like for you to see the early response to the book, Mark?
Well, I got really good reviews out of the gate, which is always nice to see. You spend 9 months or so either mulling over or working on the book, and you're doing that all by yourself, and you are always worried about how people are going to receive it, and there's not much you can do about it once you turn it in. So it's been great to see, it's doing really well. It just came out last week, and the reviews have been good.
Yeah. Mark, what I love about this book is, I said in my early intro for our radio audience, that the thing that really gets me is that artificial intelligence is such a big part of our conversation these days. And when you think about it, I guess, you know, I'll be 49 this year, it's not really a big surprise. Really, when you think about some of our favorite movies, right, over the past 20 years and how artificial intelligence kind of played a role in that. But what has it been like to see how books like yours, The Chaos Agent, are not so much out of the realm of possibility?
Yeah, stuff like The Terminator was science fiction when it came out in the 80s and also in the 90s. There's nothing in this book that is science fiction. It is all either existing technology or emerging technology, and there's nothing in here that there isn't either a prototype for, or it hasn't been fielded, or it's not on the horizon. So everything within the next 3 years that happens in this book will probably be out there.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. Professor Gus Unson Maw, more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a throwback from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake, and of course, entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. So let's go make today amazing. Take care.